Vineyard. 1. Touring vineyards is also known as wine tourism. 2. It's an interesting way to spend a day, especially if you haven't ever toured a winery. 3. Wine tourism is a great way to learn about local wines. 4. Wine tourism is well developed and is an essential part of wine marketing. 5. Wine tourism is expanding in most of the world's major wine growing regions. It's really a big business. 6. Wine tourism is getting big in Australia. 7. Chilean wines are increasing in popularity. 8. Touring a vineyard is something people often do on an impulse. 9. The scenic California wine country is a great choice for a day trip from San Francisco. 10. The tri-county areas of Napa, Sonoma, and Mendocino comprised the famous wine country of California. 11. Let's make a day trip and do a bit of wine tasting. 12. I checked and we don't need a reservation. 13. Many of the more exclusive European wineries do require reservations. 14. It's interesting that smaller family-owned wineries are usually required by law to take reservations. 15. Wineries in Napa Valley are very casual. 16. Just hop on a shuttle and you've joined the tour. 17. I don't know very much about tasting wine. 18. Wine tasting seems to have a certain snob appeal. 19. Don't be intimidated. Most people are not experts. 20. We're here to taste the wine and hopefully learn a little in the process. 21. Wineries are in the business of selling their wines, but there is never any pressure to buy. 22. I wonder if there is a fee for tasting the wines. 23. Sir, is there a tasting fee today? 24. There is a $6 tasting fee which will be waived with any purchase. 25. Should we pay now or later? 26. That's interesting. I don't remember there being a fee last time. 27. Most small wineries don't charge a tasting fee, but the medium-sized ones do, which they will usually waive if you make a purchase. 28. Larger wineries generally don't waive their tasting fees, which can run up to $25 or more. 29. I still don't know how to do this. 30. There's no right and wrong when it comes to wine tasting. 31. Wine tasting is simply about discovering wines that you will enjoy enough to want to purchase. 32. Why are people swirling the wine? There seems to be so much ritual. 33. The purpose of swirling the glass is to aerate the wine and release vapors which evaporate from the sides of the glass so you can smell them. 34. Hold the glass by its stem instead of the bowl. This makes it easier to gently swirl. 35. You can either hold the glass in your hand or rest it on a surface, whichever is easier. 36. How long do I do this? Can I taste the wine now? 37. Not yet. Now put your nose right over the rim of the glass and breathe in. 38. Your nose should now be telling you if the wine is pleasing to you. 39. Do you detect any hints of berries, peaches, or vanilla? 40. This one has a sort of smoky aroma. 41. Most wines have a characteristic aroma of the grape that they're made from. 42. All wines are different, and this is what makes wine tasting so much fun. Have a taste. 43. This wine is not to my liking. Do I have to finish it? 44. No, you can dump the rest of the wine into the spit bucket. No one will be offended. 45. This is really fun. I see why touring vineyards is such a popular pastime. 46. California wine is fine, but it doesn't quite have the mystique of France or Italy, where wine growing has been going on for much longer. 47. Most wine lovers place Tuscany at the top of the list of Italy's wine growing regions. 48. Let's plan to be there in May for the Cantine Aperte. 49. Cantine Aperte is sort of wine day in Italy. 50. It's on the last Sunday of May. Wine producers throughout the country open their doors for a free tasting of their wines. 51. That sounds great, but I think we might need a designated driver.